with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
What is going on? Welcome along to Breakfast Rolled. We had a lot of fun on the show today. Una was off. We had Ella in for Una. And the fun continues. And it started off with Donal telling us about one of his favourite treats. So we volunteered Ella to try it. If you have a weak stomach, just be warned. It's disgusting.
Prepare yourselves because something is about to happen on your radio. And I'm not fit for it, to be brutally honest with you. This is along the lines of... This is like a jungle meal.
I took a trial.
Yeah, and I am out because I'm exempt
from
this.
On
medical grounds, because I am lactose intolerant. Donald's brought in things, and first off, tell us why and what the hell's been going on, and why you brought this in.
It's not a big thing, but okay.
By the way, chime in if you like and abuse Donald. 087 110 207.
I was at the house the other day, minding my own business, and one of my cousins came, which family often does.
Come over for a cuddle.
Yeah, that's true. And we were chatting away, and I had some milk, and I had my pack of mints, and I was eating mints and drinking milk at the same time.
Now, when Donald says mints, we talking like...
These were like mint imperials. They're like kind
so
of...
So sweet.
Strongs. Yeah, 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 like mints.
Not mince meat.
Oh, no, sorry. I wasn't eating mints and milk. No, that mince meat and milk. That'd be strange.
Yeah, or mince pies, but actual mint.
Mint, as in, yeah, mint and fresh.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I was having that, and she was like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I like the sweet, sugary kind of mint, and with milk, it's better than anything else.
So you fill your mouth with a minty sweet, an imperial, which is a strong mint.
Oh, really strong mint,
and then you take a glass of
cold milk,
and then chug it down.
Yeah, see,
what the hell is wrong with you?
I think you're finding this worse because you don't drink milk.
No.
Hang on a minute now. I'm the one who's actually going to have to put myself through this, so no sympathy for you now, Cooper.
I'm fine.
It might be the best thing you've had.
I don't think it will be.
Donald told us this in a meeting on Friday. Our boss, Ben, said, bring some in, and I nearly vomited. And my stomach has been like upside down. Just the thoughts of somebody having mint and then... glass of milk then afterwards. That's like you brushing your teeth and chugging down an orange juice. It's worse even.
I've kindly filled in for Una today on Monday the 1st of December. It's 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and now I have to drink a glass of milk and eat a mint while I do it.
Yeah, thanks Ella. But I think you're going to thank me.
Okay, I don't think I will.
Anybody else? 087 110 207, what you saying? So, Ella, in front of you, where are the mints?
Oh, I've
got them
right
here.
Now.
Okay, yeah,
right, okay, here.
So take one of them, and then I'll take one.
ASMR mint. Can you hear that?
Oh,
taking the mint.
Sound effect, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
And what type of mint are they?
The extra strong mint.
Triple X, tree ball mint.
That's the one.
Okay.
Chalky
put it in so it's enough. You get enough mint around the mouth.
Show my mint into my mouth.
Oh, hang on.
There we go. I apologize.
Why, Ella's going to show some mint in the gob and have some cow juice.
So,
how's it going?
Feeling windy.
Mm-hmm.
Windy.
Minty.
Okay.
Wait, some mint.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. Bit of milk now.
You're having some as well, you freak.
And leave the milk in your mouth for a minute.
Oh, the noise.
Oh, God.
Okay, no. You don't like that?
That's not good.
I love that.
Spit this out of my mouth right now?
Yeah.
You can get the bins over there if you want to do that.
That's
over the top.
No, it's not.
That is.
Donald, there's something wrong with you. Look at him. Oh, stop.
No, do you know what?
Do you know, jelly babies are banned in my house, and so should glasses of milk in the studio.
Do you know what it is? It was actually the aftertaste. So, like, when the milk and the mint was in your mouth at the same time, it was fine. It was a freaky combo, but it was fine. It was when I swallowed it, then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to vomit.
That's the best bit. All right. Well, each to their own.
Well, that was disgusting, and that's the last time I'll be on breakfast.
Thank you for taking one for the team. You've gone green.
I know, yeah. I actually don't feel well at all, and I feel like I'm still suffering from Friday night actions. So
Christmas do, yeah.
Definitely not Friday night that's coming back up right now. That is minty sweets and milk. Once again, Donald, you've proved to be a disgusting human being. 087 110 207. Come here. Did you just do any dancing on Friday night at the Christmas party?
Plenty of moves were thrown around.
And did anybody get healed?
No, I know.
Oh, okay, because dancing is healing. See what they did there? Okay,
God.
All right. This is
I'm about to vomit.
Thank you. Hi, morning.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Yeah, wouldn't be on my list of things to be trying, to be brutally honest, but give it a go, if you dare. Right, we continue the show with 23% of men struggle with this easy task. What is it? And our survey says...
All right, Donald, our survey says this morning we're going to be looking for people to chime in on 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer to this is?
According to a study, 23% of men say they struggle with this easy task. What is it?
Commitment.
Straight in, Ella. No messing.
Wow.
I can see where you're coming from. It's not the answer, though.
Aww, close enough.
Yeah.
Washing their hands.
Oh.
After going to the toilet. Actually, no, that's probably higher.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it could be higher.
For somebody who spends a lot of time in toilets.
You do, yeah.
I've witnessed this a lot.
Yeah. Oh, leaving the toilet seat down.
Or up.
Up, yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgetting to put it back down, let's say.
There's the argument of, like, why should we put it down?
Because...
Do you know what I mean?
Where else are we supposed to sit?
Just put it down.
Yeah, but you put it down. You put it up.
How about when you're finished, remember to put it up?
No, it's not the answer, no.
That whole argument died for years, and then they brought in unisex toilets, and it's just like, now it's back again!
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
All right, are those the answers?
Not the answers,
okay,
no.
We need some guesses on 087-1102 and 07.
23% of men say they struggle with this easy task. What is the easy task?
Typing.
Ooh, yeah, oh, God, I'm bad for typos, isn't it? Like, yeah, just
no,
on your
actually,
phone and stuff.
Just being able to use a keyboard.
Replying to messages.
Oh, yeah. Thumbs up to that.
Thumbs up.
No, it's not.
Blank.
Okay, 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to this?
According to a study, 23% of men say they struggle with this easy task. What is it?
John, for crying out loud, what were you asking this morning?
According to a study, 23% of men... say they struggle with this easy task. What is it?
All right, guesses on 087-1102-107.
Morning, guys. Soup here in Galway.
Morning, Soup and Galway!
By any chance, is it trying to figure out the correct cycle on the washing machine?
Oh, my
Brilliant.
God.
Yeah, that's true. Not the right answer, but yeah, you don't always know which is the best one for something.
Lisa, my wife, is, she's like, her mind is blown away. The fact that I've stood at the washing machine and said, which setting do I put this on? She goes, what are you trying to do? I'm like, well,
wash it?
Yeah, and she's like, well, maybe use the washer instead of the dryer to start off. I'm like, oh, all right, okay. And she says, she can't get over how I'm able to work all the DJ equipment. I'm very technical. I can network an entire building for internet and can't figure out how to put a wash on. There I am. Do it wrong once and you never meet. So she's listening now. Hang on. Is that it? No.
It's not okay. It, no.
Is it trying to decipher what's wrong with the wife?
Oh, God.
When she turns around and says,
Larry.
No, it's fine. And you know, it's clearly not fine. And there is a problem, but she won't tell you.
Well, at least you figured that out.
Yeah.
That is where it ends. You just know there's something wrong when she says, it's fine. Okay. Let me figure out now for the next 3 weeks what that is.
And
you should know.
There's luck. Yeah, you should know. You should telepathically be able to read her mind.
Oh, yeah. I'm told that as well. Yeah.
Morning, Ricky in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky in Sligo.
Would the answer to Scally's Alley be folding a sheet or even putting a sheet on the bed? My young lad thinks it's closing the door. So
there's
a problem with closing doors.
Yeah, closing doors. Some people just can't figure out how to do it. Turn off the light, close the door.
It's Una here who has the problem with closing doors.
Yeah, she likes to leave the door open and have a chat to you while she pees.
Oh, fair.
Not when
she's comfortable. I mean,
yeah.
We really, love that for her.
It's really weird when there's two doors like into the toilets here. And then you've got the cubicles. So three doors. How she manages to keep the three of them open, I don't know. Is that it? No?
That's not it, no.
Also, fitted sheets. Loads of guesses for fitted sheets.
Yeah, fitted sheets are crazy.
Definitely higher than 23% because nobody knows how to fold a fitted sheet.
No, yeah, that is true.
Don't tell me you do. Don't tell me you do.
No, I always have a way, and then I'm told there's a better way to do it than that. You're not doing it quite right. Okay, well, I'm doing it my way, so it's fine. Yeah, it's not the answer.
That's what you said last night. What? What?
Does it by any chance wiring a plug?
Wiring a plug.
Oh, yeah. It's a very good guess. It's not the answer.
I'd say it's higher than 23%.
Yeah, it probably is, yeah.
Okay, we need the actual guess. The
actual answer. Yeah. 23% of men say they struggle with wrapping a gift properly.
Oh, yes!
And they know that because the mother or their other half has said, that's not how you wrap a gift, and then you hand it over to them, and they do it far better than you ever would.
Yeah.
Which is just, you've got a good talent, females, of just doing wrapping really well.
That's sexist. Well, there's males that can do it as well.
As a token female here right now, I do love to wrap presents. I love it.
I bet you're ready.
I love bows, everything.
I love doing it. It's great crack, but it's too expensive because I always tear what I'm doing. I make a mess of it. Sellotape goes everywhere, and so I prefer to just put it in a box. I buy boxes, the little kind of gift boxes, or get
them to wrap it in there for you.
Oh, very good call. Very, very good call. I don't know where you're shopping that they'd have a wrapping service, but I definitely don't shop there.
It's very important you wrap it up, you know?
Very true. All right, that was that. That was fun. Did everyone have fun?
Yes.
Yes. Are you
on my Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Rhyme, it's a fun game that we play just after 8 every morning. If you want to have a go at winning the contents of Una's drawers with some iRadio goodies in there with the mystery bag, you can text Rhyme It with your name to 087 1102 107. We spoke to Cathy from Offaly.
Rhyme It, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Rhyme It this morning, we are going to go live to Cathy, who's a social care worker. Good morning, Cathy.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, Grant. You had a big weekend of sports, didn't you?
I did indeed, yeah.
Can you tell us how well you did with badminton?
We were playing badminton in Mullingar and I was playing the ladies singles and I won the Westmeath Championship.
Nice work. Excellent job. And how long have you been playing badminton long? Have you been doing it since you were in school and stuff?
Since I was in school, intermittently, we'd say a bit in college, then a bit later, and then none during COVID, and now a bit again.
Yeah, we played a lot of it during COVID because what else was there to do?
I know, yeah.
You know, so we set up a net in one of the sheds at the back. And,
very good.
Because you could play it, because you couldn't play it outdoors because you'd throw your shuttlecock up in the air and blow away.
It would,
great time with it. But listen, congratulations to you and the team. Does this mean you're going to represent Ireland for the Olympics then?
No, I'll be going to Dubai, I think it is.
Oh, is it?
Oh, wow.
I'm only messing.
You're like, Dubai. Oh, very good. Okay, come here. Do you listen along and play Rhymes when you're like playing badminton, or what do you do?
I do listen along, and I always get them right, sure, but we'll see how today goes.
Yeah.
Well, you're first to play this week. That means we've reset the scores, so you're going to set the standard now, Cathy, all right?
Okay, very good.
All right, will you be a winning singles women at Rhyme It? She won the women's singles about there.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Your word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Snip.
Snip.
S-N-I-P. All right.
Fair enough, yeah.
All right, your 30 seconds start now.
Another word for sauce?
I'm gone. Blank.
Okay. If you're an acrobat, what would you do?
If you're a what?
An acrobat?
Yeah.
Flip.
Yes. If you're into blindfolds and leathers, you might also own a what?
Whip.
If you're exhausted, you might go and get some what?
If you're what, sorry?
Exhausted, you might go and get some...
Kip.
And when your jeans don't have buttons, they have
time is
a...
up. Time is
zip.
Up. Time is up. Oh, my God. Here, Cathy.
Yeah.
You must be exhausted after all that running around after the show.
Surely.
Because, like, you know, when you put your chicken strip into sauce, you what? You dip.
Yeah,
yeah, so
yeah,
that was the first one that you missed. Come here, I know it was like, where is she? She's like, I know we hear from you. It's like, I've gone blank.
I actually thought I had messed up. I was like, oh no, I've said something I shouldn't have said. It just like met with silence.
Yeah, I was just like, what's happening? It was really good. Come here, listen, I had fun. Cathy, did you have fun?
I did have fun.
There you go. You set the score of 3. That might not be bet though by the end of the week. Do you know that? We've fallen in love with you, Cathy. You're absolutely amazing. Keep on rocking the world, all right?
All right, cheers. Have a good
cheers,
day, guys.
Cheers, thanks. Bye-bye. If you reckon you could have done better than Cathy this morning, 087-1102-107. And you could play Rhyme It tomorrow here on iRadio.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Mondays is Auntie Una and today was Auntie Ella. There was somebody doing something disgusting in the shower and it's gross.
Auntie Ella, this morning, who's been getting in contact?
Okay, we got this message in. Hi, Auntie Ella. A bit of an issue I'm having and need advice. Most of the time when my boyfriend showers, he blows his nose aggressively into the shower to clear out his nose. Some people know this as snot rockets. I asked him if he could not blow his snot out into the shower and use a tissue. He caught an immediate attitude with me, telling me what I'm asking for is unreasonable because the heat opens up his sinuses and he doesn't want to hear this right now. He also said the snot is clear and rinsed away with the shower water. I've been hearing him do it the majority of his showers, but he claims he rarely does it, which is another thing. I'm trying not to nag by keeping quiet, but when I finally bring something up that bothers me, he gaslights me like he rarely does something he does all the time. It just gives me the ick a bit since I'm the only one who cleans the bathroom. Any creative advice on what I can do to make him stop, please? I'm gagging.
Leave
I'm
him.
Actually gagging.
Leave him. Yeah, yeah. Kick him to the curb with his with a bucket of his own snots. That's disgusting.
Yeah, no, that is rotten. That's inexcusable. Now.
Who's doing that? Like, use a tissue. I don't care if you're in the shower. Have a bit of tissue there. I can hear it now.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Shout out to anyone's having the breakfast.
I am not defending this man because I do think that's disgusting. However, at least it is in the shower and he can just rinse it away and be sparkling clean afterwards, but that's still rotten.
Yeah, but does he clean the shower drain? That's hanging out there. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my god!
Your sinuses do open up more in the shower, though.
They do.
You can more than say.
That sounds like somebody who does this.
Yeah,
oh, I've definitely cleared my nose in the shower. Yeah.
Ew! Was that just waiting to be got out?
But a Champions League footballer just after scoring a goal and you decided to do a snot tour on the pitch.
I don't rocket it. I just make sure I get it and get it rid.
Disgusting. Here's the thing, though. The more she gets annoyed about it and the more she bottles it up, the more annoyed she's got. Like, it'll build up and build up and build up and build up.
And also, why is he, like, kind of denying what he's doing? Sarah, she can hear you. She can hear your snot rockets.
Yeah. Just don't do it. Well, I suppose if that's the only problem in the relationship. Yeah.
I mean, the relationship is fantastic. A very great relationship then.
But maybe there's some other underlying issues there, and this is the thing that's going to tip it over.
Perhaps if the only issue, though, is snot rockets, were we a bit dramatic when we said, dump him right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair.
I'm a knee-jerk reaction type guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what she should do. Maybe she should maybe just shut her mouth and then let him do his thing. And here's the thing. If he's gas, and he knows that that's annoying her, he's going to be louder on purpose just to annoy her. I'd be interested to see what anyone thinks. What should they do? 087-1102-107. Is that girl going to say stay because she's absolutely grossed out by his bathroom activities when he's having a shower? He's clearing his nose because he feels that the steam kind of clears it up. It's disgusting.
Yeah, no, it is. We got a person got in touch to tell us that her boyfriend does snot rockets in the shower, clears out his sinuses in the shower, spreads his snot everywhere, and she has to clean it up. And every time she brings it up to him, he gaslights her and is like, I don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
So he's denying that it actually happens.
Yeah, he's kind of denying it. He's like, oh, I don't want to hear this right now. I don't do that.
Okay.
That's not good.
What are you saying?
Hi, my name is Robbie.
Hello, Robbie.
And I love doing snot rockets in the shower.
Oh crikey.
Oh, no,
this
Robbie.
Isn't, I suppose it's a safe place.
I even have a game.
You have a game?
I'll aim for the drain.
Oh.
Ew. You're washing dirt down the drain, you're washing dirt off your body.
Robbie, stop it!
Okay.
He's gaslighting us.
What? Does he have a valid point of we are washing ourselves? Yeah, that's fair. But like, we're not washing our inner bodily fluids out, are we?
Stop it.
Do you know? We're just washing our outside.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just disturbed by Robbie's little game that he has now.
Yeah. Like, kind of funny.
Get in there, wash yourself, get out again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's not even that bad. I do it all the time. He has a point, but I really do not like. My big concern is how he reacted to the situation, trying to gaslight or trying to say, oh, it's nothing. He doesn't clean the bathroom, so. But it's not that big of a deal. It's just how they communicated with it really concerns me. I don't think they're the best match if that's how the communication goes.
I think you're right. I think that's the crux of the situation where she's saying it to him, saying that's gross. He's denying it and continues to do it.
That's probably the best piece of advice / answer we've got all morning, to be like, their communication is not good. We've been so focused on the snot rockets, we didn't even think about that.
I'm not going to lie to you, I'm really freaked out about that somebody's given some proper advice in this.
Yeah.
We're not used to it.
It's usually like tap them on the shoulder, get them to pull your finger and fart and stuff like that. Do you know? I'm not used to all of this seriousness, so we'll take it at that. No, that was of fun, Auntie Ella. I'm glad everybody got it out of the system, especially that person.
Clearing their sinuses.
Yeah.
Our mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Truth or trash always brings the madness, and today did not disappoint. Is it truth or is it trash?
Truth or trash? Truth or trash? All right, here we go. Donald, what have you got for us with your truth or trash fact?
Japanese fact, because it's the 1st of December. It's a Christmas tradition in Japan to have KFC for Christmas dinner. That's what you do.
Trash. Straight up.
You're saying straight up trash?
Yeah, it just doesn't sound accurate.
But you got to remember, it's Japan. Like, everything's a bit...
That is on my bucket list, to go to Japan.
Yeah, same. Mm.
Have you seen all the candies that are all trending on TikTok, like the jelly straws and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter Elizabeth was in the Asian market on Saturday in Dublin, and she came back with them.
The little they got the same one.
It's like, you're dead. So she's like, all you got to do is like suck it out of the packet, and then it goes down your throat. It gets you an awful shock. And then because you get the shock, it comes back up again.
Oh, God.
It's pretty cool. Amazing. It was an adventure. Besides that. Sorry, what was your fact?
In Japan, Christmas dinner is KFC. It's a tradition.
You're saying trash, are you?
Yeah, because...
Lock it in.
Yeah.
I'm saying true because I know it's true.
Really?
Yeah, it is true. It started with a marketing campaign they did in the 70s, and since then, it's literally... That's what they have for Christmas dinner, tradition.
Wow.
I love Christmas traditions from all over the world, all the different
places. Yeah, it's mad, all the different places.
Maybe somebody who's Polish might be able to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's on St. Stephen's Day, go around pinching girls.
I think I've heard that, or
you throw water over them. There's something.
Oh, I'd rather be pinched and have water thrown over me. To be fair,
which would you prefer?
Pinching over water being thrown over you,
especially in the cold of the 26th of December. Yeah.
Nah, all right, Ella, what have you got for us?
Okay, I'm sticking with a kind of Christmassy theme as well. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
But tinsel used to be banned up until a couple of years ago.
What?
Oh, it could be like a hazard. It could. Yeah. I can believe it to be true. I don't know when it was true.
You're saying up to a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
saying trash then.
Oh, yeah, we used tinsel.
Yeah, we tinsel as kids.
All my childhood. We used to chew on it as well.
I love the smell of tinsel. It's one of the... That and Christmas trees. I love the smell. So I'm saying trash. Lock it in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying trash as well.
Lock it in.
Locked. Thanks.
It's true.
What?
In America.
Kinder eggs are illegal in America.
It's because they used to contain lead.
Oh, in America.
In America, and by a few years ago, I mean the 1600s.
Oh, God.
Hello. What the hell?
And then Donald. So we used to eat it. That might explain an awful lot.
That explains a lot, yeah.
I heard a mad conspiracy theory about why lead paint is banned now. That it's all about because lead will block out radio signals and stuff. And that it's the government have banned it so they can listen to you in your own homes.
Oh,
I love a conspiracy theory. All right, okay. A lot of nonsense. All right. Would you like mine?
Go for it.
Mine's also kind of Christmas themed.
Oh, yeah.
Turkeys, if they're up for it, can make themselves pregnant.
Well, that is trash because of science, I think.
Hey, it's a Christmas miracle. It's an immaculate conception.
I don't think turkeys can have immaculate conceptions, unfortunately.
Okay. I'm
trying to think of male turkey. Yeah, no. I'm going to say true because I don't know, but
go with what you think is the actual truth. The trash. Don't just have a guess, like, because there's points available in this now.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you could lose a bit of tinsel now.
No, I'm going to go with true because I think there is something weird with turkeys, and I've heard an.
So you think a turkey can take an unfertilized egg and make it an embryo just magically appear and impregnate themselves? You're going with true on
this
one.
With some kind of science, I do think it's true.
With some kind of science, it's definitely trash. Now, go on.
Well, with some kind of science, it's definitely true.
What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Some female turkeys can reproduce asexually through a thing called parthenogenesis, which is a process where an unfertilized egg develops into an embryo, and this can occur naturally in turkeys, though often results are Or unorganized cell growth that dies quickly, unfortunately. However, it can actually happen. There you go.
Oh my God, I did not learn about this when we learned about the birds and the bees. But anyway,
no!
You should learn about the turkeys and the chickens. Eggs. Yeah.
How's that for your giblets? There you go. That's the truth. The trash that everyone have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
St. Grant. So we all get to win some tinsel at the end of that. Everybody gets some tinsel for the tree. Nice.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
It's that time of year that you're buying presents for people for Christmas, but what are you going to get them? Don't get them any of these, though.
Big, massive shout out to all the elves on the shelves that have arrived in people's houses across the country, which is nice. They're keeping an eye on all the boys and girls across the country to make sure that they're good and they report back to Santa every night. And they get up to mischief, which is good. And you might get yourself what you wish for, some really nice presents. But what about those times that you get your rubbish presents? Yeah. All right, okay, so have you ever come across, have you ever been given a gift and you're just like, oh, thanks, and it's rubbish? Like, what is the worst gift you've ever gotten? Call the people out on it. I'm calling my nephew Keane out on this one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, are you ready for this? So he got me for Secret Santa. So we do Secret Santa in our family because there's so many of us.
Yeah.
It gets very pricey. So we've a limit of 50 quid, and that's all you have to do. That's all you need to spend for Christmas.
Yeah.
Basically, you've one present to buy, and obviously you've got to get one for your mum. But here's the deal, right? I love my Lego. I love Lego. And I love building my Lego of a Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day. But when they arrived down, and they handed me my my present, I was like, oh, what is it? And I rattled the box. It was Lego. Oh, my God. I opened it. It was like, oh, it's a Millennium Falcon. That's amazing. I have one of these.
Oh, no.
That's not the bad thing. I didn't say anything to him because I was just like, I'll just exchange and be fine. But it was Elizabeth, my daughter, said, Mum, just get you one of those. And he opened it this morning. I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine though. And so he's like, listen, I'll take it back and I'll exchange. I'll get you something else.
Yeah.
Nearly 1 year later, I've still not received my Christmas present last year. So I didn't get a Christmas present.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. I hope he's not listening. Oh, that was a full public call out there.
He's a very busy lad. He works in Dublin Airport. I'm like, I hope you listen there. If anybody just
five
like...
voucher.
Yeah, and I know they do listen to us in duty free, so shout out, Kim. All right, okay.
That is hilarious.
How about you?
So I actually was originally going to be like, oh, I've never received a bad gift and I should be grateful for every single gift I've received and grateful Christmas presents, whatever.
Nah, no.
But there was one time I was involved in a Secret Santa and I was gifted a used thong.
Yes!
I'm not lying. It was green. It was from Victoria's Secret. It came with no label. It came with no receipt. It came with nothing. It was just literally wrapped up and I just picked it up and I was like, I have a strong feeling this has been worn, and it was.
Okay.
You knew who gave it to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. It was a Secret Santa a couple years ago.
Okay, there's probably men all over the country now just pulling over to the side of the road, scratching their head, going and wondering, how did you know it was used?
Well, there was no label on it, and it came with no receipt. It came with nothing. It was literally just
wrong.
It.
Everyone else is saying it, but did you?
No, I did not. Because it was clean, like, but it just came with no label, no nothing, and it was just, it was just very much so.
Is
I was like,
works
this has been worn. No, oh my God, it's not anybody who works in iRadio.
Damn,
goodness.
I hope you're going to say, yeah, Dave Duke.
No.
Because he's renowned.
But yeah, that was fully, that happened to me, that is true.
Oh my God.
That's not the best.
Have you ever gifted a used tongue?
No, I haven't, no, but it's an idea for the future.
It is,
who knows, yeah. Mine's Secret Santa as well. They I've got loads of bad gifts. Like last year I got a key ring from my ex, which was just like, oh. But anyway, my Secret Santa one at work at a different radio station, we all gave, you know, you got to give Secret Santa, it's like a 20 quid limit. And I got a packet of paracetamol and gravy granules in my little box.
It's a pretty decent present.
Gravy comes
to what, about three?
It's about the thought that counts.
But what's the thought?
The thought is that they know that you like gravy.
I don't have gravy on any of my food at work.
It doesn't
matter. Got me them anyway.
Now that you will have gravy, and that if you feel a bit rotten after it, that's a really thoughtful gift. Oh, you're very, very...
No.
That's awful.
No.
All right, worst gift that you've ever gotten. Come on now, let's call your friends out of this. Is it a packet of gravy and some paracetamol? Is it a Lego that was taken back off you and said to be replaced? Or is it a used fun. But what is the baddest of all the presents you've ever gotten for Christmas? We're talking, we're calling out people with the bad presents. Donald got a paracetamol and a pack of gravy.
Yeah.
I got Lego, which was taken back off me and told it would be replaced, but it never got replaced. So technically, I didn't get anything for Christmas. I think Alice was the secret Santa gift, and she got a pair of second-hand used. It was a thong.
It was a thong. The green Victoria's Secret one.
Nice.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, it was a lovely one. Yeah. I just couldn't.
It was a wicked tongue, was it?
Yeah, literally. Cynthia Revo's.
087-110-107. Casey says, I got novelty tea towels from my grandmother.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's kind of good, yeah. If it's
great for it. She was 8 years old.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And there's the podcast. Una's back on the show tomorrow. The madness will continue. We'll do The Hill I'll Die On. Check us out from 6 till 10 a.m. only on iRadio.